Boys and girls, I want to just speak to you this morning. Children say the funniest things. And I want to suggest to you that you don't just say the funniest things. Sometimes children say the wisest things. And I'm going to give you just a few examples. Disgruntled tourist in Scotland. And he turns round a crowd of people, and then he looked at a wee girl and he says, "Does it always rain here?" The wee girl said, "I don't know. I'm only six." So it must have been raining for the whole 6 years of her life. These are true, by the way. Wee girl said, "Daddy, can I have a Twic?" He says, "Do you mean a Twix?" And she said, "No, I just want one piece." Mummy says to the wee girl, "I don't ever want to see you doing that again." And here's a very wise answer. "Okay, Mummy, close your eyes." Girl saw a man one day, arms tattooed as we see quite often today. You know what she said? "I'm sure his mummy took away all his felt tips." Children say the funniest things. Sometimes they say the wisest things. Here's a wise little girl. The story is told about this particular little girl, and one of her dad's friends was mocking Christianity and mocking the things of God. And the wee girl was just young, and she loved the Lord Jesus. And he said to the wee girl, trying to be funny, says, "Where is God?" And she said, "You tell me where he isn't." Isn't that a great answer? Where is God? You tell me where he isn't. Because the scripture tells us that God is everywhere. His big, big word, omnipresent. That everywhere God is there. And in Psalm 139, it's a lovely psalm. Here's some of the things we read in that particular psalm about God's presence being everywhere. "There is not a word in my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together." Isn't that amazing? God even knows our thoughts before we turn them into words. "You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me." That's one of my favorite verses in all of the Bible. God goes before us, he goes behind us, and he puts his hand upon us. We can't escape from him. "Where can I go from your spirit?" Or "Where can I flee from your presence?" There's nowhere we can go that we can hide from God. He sees and knows everything that we're doing. "If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me." You know, boys and girls, people go out in the darkness of night to steal and to rob and do things. But even in the darkness, the Bible says, "Surely the darkness shall fall on me. Even the night shall be light about me. The darkness and the light are both alike to you." So the wee girl was right when she says, "You tell me where God isn't." And if you're a Christian boy or girl, if you've given your life to the Lord Jesus, this great God, this wonderful Savior, who can be at all places at all times, he has promised, "I am with you always." Boys and girls who are Christians, this is a wonderful thing. God says, "I am with you always." He's with you when you're at school, whenever the work gets hard, or whenever bullies try to boss you about. He's with you. Whenever you have to go to the dentist, fear not. He's with you. Whenever you're playing with your friends, he's there with you. Whenever you're asleep at night, stop worrying. The Lord is at your elbow. The Lord is with you. If you have to go into hospital, and your mummy and daddy can't be with you, and you go into the operating theater or whatever, he's always with you. He's a personal Savior. "I am with you always." And so we can cast all our care upon him, for he cares for us. It's great to be a Christian. It's great to know the Lord Jesus and to know that he cares for us, and he'll never leave us, and he'll never, ever forsake his own people.